Today at Kwarinam, March 8th. Well, we just had 100 or more beautiful people, mainly astrologers from all over America and other countries too, visit Kwarinam. They had a wonderful time, a beautiful parade with drums and cymbals. Took them to see the lovely river and the temple site, where Irvan Temple's foundation will soon come up and be waiting for the first stones to be stacked one at a time. Every stone that is completed will be on top of another stone, and soon, in all its glory, Irvan will stand as the deity, blessing the world. Well, the subject is still before us on a house, a home, or a hotel lobby. Make up your mind. Many people are saying in today's world, a mother's place is in the home. I've been saying that for over 50 years. It's just catching on. A mother's place is in the home. Well, what is a mother? A mother is a person who loves her children. A mother is a person who is calm, serene, doesn't become angry, doesn't become frustrated with children, realizing that a child goes through many stages of development. One must not expect a child to be an adult when a child's a child, or expect too much of a child at a too early time. A mother knows all this intuitively, but for her intuitive mind to work, she has to be free from the worries of the outside world, of bills and bill collectors, of travel, of TV, and all of those various concerns, to raise up a next generation that is strong enough to meet the challenges of a new age that's coming on, of peace, prosperity for all mankind. Now, if mothers beat their kids, the kids beat other kids, and later on in life, they become warriors and fight all through life, emotionally, mentally, because they're taught that solutions are gotten through violent means, right in the home. And we don't want that. That won't bring in a new age, but that is ushering out the old age. Those methods of raising children have to go. Mother must be a real mother. Om Namah Shivaya.